Hey, welcome back to Cats, Dogs, Apes, and Frogs. I'm your host, Russell Corey, and I'm not a financial advisor. This is not financial advice. I just talk about my adventures as a retail investor. I started off with a few shares of AMC back in May of 2021, and here I am, 2024. Happy New Year, and I have over 2 trillion Grumpy Cat coins. Crazy adventure, risky bets, and certainly have not paid off yet, but you know what? We'll see. Time will tell if this works out. They're risky, which means they probably won't. It's like the play at the end of the game. You do it because you have to, not because it's sound judgment. You know, that's why you do it. Anyway, a couple of things to talk about today. I posted a video. I love the movie Moneyball, and I posted a video for AMC Apes to say, look, and AMC went down. I use the real number, 52 cents. I don't go with this reverse split baloney. It's 52 cents. You can call it $5.20. It's 52 cents AMC went down to today. Crazy. Absolutely insane. This used to be $60, $50 stock years ago, and now it is at 52 cents. Unbelievable. And I'm trying to break through to AMC Apes that we're not going to solve the problem with AMC. The thesis of the video is in Moneyball, Brad Pitt has this meeting. He's the general manager of the Oakland A's, and he's meeting with his baseball scouts, and they're going around business as usual, and he's getting frustrated, and he explains to them their problem is not replacing the 3, you know, talented baseball players that went off to be, you know, they were free agents, and they went to, you know, bigger clubs that could pay them more money because the Oakland A's can't compete with the Red Sox or the Yankees. And he's trying to explain to them, it's not about replacing those 3 players. It's about how are they going to be competitive with these big, large market teams. And they're not looking at the bigger picture. They're not answering the bigger problem. And I think for Apes, they think their problem is the price of AMC. My thesis is we got involved with a rigged play or a bad investment. I'm not going to go all conspiracy. It just could have been a bad investment. Whatever it was, we lost a lot of money, down 90%, probably more now since it took a dip today. And that's what I was saying is like, you got to think outside the box how to solve this thing. Buying chocolate will not help. Buying popcorn will not help. Going to the Taylor Swift concert film will not help. You did all that. How much popcorn has been bought? How much candy has been bought? How much merch has been bought? How many popcorn buckets have been bought? And you're at 52 cents a share. Look, I'm not trying to FUD AMC. I'm just saying reality. You got to look at reality. But most AMC apes, I think, still have a hard time dealing with reality. I had a hard time dealing with the reality. I knew we were going to get screwed with the reverse split. I knew it. But I still could not bring myself to hit the sell button. Why? I just wanted to believe there was a chance. I had to believe there was a chance. It was hard to believe that Adam Aaron was really going to screw us again. And he did. Whether it was him, whether it was the market, whoever you want to blame. I finally blame myself. I own up. I made a bad investment. I stayed in the bad investment. I kept going. All along the way, people told me not to do this. And I said they were crazy. They didn't understand. You had to get a seat on the rocket ship. Because once it blasts off, you can't get on. That was the power of what GameStop did. That's what the power of what AMC did when it went from $30 to $60. But I made this video to try and reach out to apes. And it's got about 100 views. It's actually picking up some views as I record this, which is nice to see. But still, 100 views on YouTube is nothing to write home about. You get 1,000? That's not too bad. 2,000, 5,000, 15,000? Yeah, now you're getting somewhere. but not. And the craziest thing is, I say in the video, you had to watch it to the very end, but I say in the video, you know, reach out to me. I might give you some free Grumpy Cat coin. I've been reaching out to AMC YouTubers and just YouTubers in general that I like and respect, that I think would be good holders of Grumpy Cat coin. And nobody has taken me up on the offer. The only person who did was Tommy Yate, a YouTuber, Tommy Yate, who, again, I've told this story, but we had touched base in the summer, and he had asked some questions. He came into a Grumpy Cat space, asked some questions, and we were like, come on, join us, and nothing really happened. And then, you know, he left me a comment on a video, and he mentioned a crypto, and I said, you know, I'm always doing this to other YouTubers. I mentioned Grumpy Cat coin. They always ignore me. And I said it would be very hypocritical for me to ignore Tommy A, who I liked. And I was glad he commented. And I said, you know what? I'll throw a few bucks at it. And then I'm going to reply to him and say, hey, I bought a billion of Nyan. Now you buy some Grumpy Cat coin. And he did. And the funny thing was, he bought like 49 billion Grumpy Cat coin. And I am a round numbers freak. So I sent him the other billion, just shy of a billion, to round him up to 50 billion. And that was, and it felt good to do. I enjoyed doing that. And I hope that billion, extra billion that I sent him pays off in the future. My point is, I gave Tommy Yate free money. Now, a billion Grumpy Cat right now is not a lot of money. But maybe one day it could be. Maybe one day it won't be, but you never know. My point is, it's still free money. If I give you a penny, that is free money. Nobody has taken me up on the offer. Nobody. And I think because everybody always suspects a scam. There's no such thing as a free lunch. And you know what? That's true. Honestly, I want people to become part of the community. If they're a YouTuber or they use social media, I want them to use that to help spread the word of Grumpy Cat coin. But I don't require it. It's not a contract where I'm giving you something of value in exchange for a good or services. This is a gift, and you can do with it as you want. Now, I hope you do this, but it's not dependent. I'm not going to ask for it back. I give it freely, knowing you are under no obligation to do anything. I hope you do something, but you're not under any obligation to do it. No one has taken me up on this offer, which is a little, you know, unnerving. But I understand just how, if someone reached out to me out of the blue and said, Russ, I want to give you, you know, a billion of wacky coin. And I go, like, I don't know, you know, I don't know. There's always a catch, or what's going on, you know, I don't know. I don't think so. So I get it. I know it's an uphill battle. And I say, is it worth pursuing? Is it worth, to, you know, keep going? I don't know. This is one of the reasons why I never got into sales, because it's tough. Selling is tough. Tough nut to crack. Now, as a writer, I spent all those years as a writer, and I had to deal with the rejection of being a screenwriter. So in a way, I was selling. But like my real job, my day-to-day job, I wanted that secure. I wanted that to be fairly stress-free, that I knew if I went in, did my job, they would give me the money, I could pay my bills, and at night and on the weekends, I could write. That's all I wanted to do. I've since moved on. I've given up writing. I've since moved on to investing and making videos. You know, I seem to focus on that. But I miss writing. I love writing. I still, I dabble a little bit with self-publishing now. Not a lot of money in it, if any, but it's fun. It's fun to make books. And I'll talk more about that in a future episode. It's amazing what you can do with self-publishing now. And in the future episode, I'll talk about the future of movies, because I think right now you can self-publish a novel and it will look pretty good. And you can only print one copy of that novel and that's it. I think movies will be like that in the future, that with AI and what you'll be able to do visually. Some dude sitting in his, or girl sitting in their bedroom, will be able to become the next Christopher Nolan. They will be the next Ridley Scott. They will not need a movie studio to have their vision come true. They just need the, you know, whatever the AI filmmaking software is, and everything will be in the box. Extras, millions of extras, planets, spaceships, cars. You just write it and the AI does it and then you can tweak it. But that's another episode for another day. We're just talking about AMC and how the video went out, didn't do a whole lot. No one even took me up on the offer of free money, even when I reach out to people, because there's an expectation that they're going to have to go and shield this and do that. And I understand that's why they don't want to come along. Well, okay, it's an uphill battle, and I'm doing the best I can. But I don't have a lot of time to dedicate to it. And anyone who has done sales or understands how these projects work, they know it takes time, and you can't just give up after a slow start or after a slow few days. You keep working till you get that first sale, till you build that relationship and you bring someone on. And then if your project is the quality project that you believe it is, then maybe they will join. Maybe they will become a successful member of that community. One could hope so. But I don't think the apes are very interested in it right now. It's fine. I get it. I understand it. I probably keep attempting it a little bit, but you know, the videos aren't getting many views and I'll probably move on to the next thing. But I'm as human as the next guy. I can be as bitter and angry as anyone else. And I don't know what the future of Grumpy Cat Coin is going to be. But if it does go on a nice little run, it doesn't even have to go to the moon. But if we go on a nice little run, maybe eat 1 to 2 zeros. I will never let AMC apes forget that they could have gone on the run with me. I will be keeping the receipts and saying, you know, I reached out. I was called a shill. I was called a grifter. People ignored me. And, you know, this was an avenue for apes to get their money back if you could see it, if you could understand it, if you could wrap your head around it. Maybe I failed selling this idea, but I hope I get to make that video one day. Actually, I'll say this. I hope I don't actually make it. I hope in my head I make it, but I never publish it because I don't want to be mean. I don't want to be cruel. But I hope I'm in that position. If the apes don't come with me, I'd rather I get a few apes to join me. And then when things get rolling, then more apes come in and more and more. And before you know it, we've got Grumpy Cat Coin going to the moon. The thing about a meme coin is it needs a community to build it. You got to build your community. And that's what raises the value of the coin. Community comes in, it's built, people buy and hold, the message spreads, more people see it going up, they FOMO in. If the original people, the whales, hold, it keeps its value, it keeps going up. If they all dump, it dies, and it just becomes another, you know, crypto graveyard marker. And I hope I get that chance that, you know, Grumpy Cat Coin does go to the moon. And I can, at least in my heart, know, you know, the apes could have been here with me. I did my best. I reached out. I was willing to give people free Grumpy Cat Coin, and no one took me up on the offer. So, I don't know. We'll see. So, that's that. I will say this about Grumpy Cat Coin. If you listen to the daily updates, the daily recaps, and we're actually making, we're making little Twitter videos and YouTube videos, and we're posting them in our Telegram. I asked DB and Simon, I said, hey, if you guys at the end of the show can do, you know, less than a 2-minute recap of some of the things you've talked about, then I can pull that clip from the space call and make these little videos about it. And because it's going to be contained in those 2 minutes, and the reason it's 2 minutes is because Twitter, if you don't have a blue check mark, you can only post 2-minute long videos. Once you have a blue check mark, you can do longer videos. Now, I had one of my Twitter accounts suspended, and I was so mad about that that I canceled my blue check mark. I'm like, well, if you want to cancel me, that's fine, but I'm not giving you another dime. So their cancellation, you know, cost them, who knows at this point, you know, 50, 60, 70 bucks since I canceled it. But, you know, that's their decision. But anyway, the 2-minute videos, and it's just a way to, you know, help spread the message of these in space calls and truly take advantage of one of our biggest assets, which is that Monday through Friday daily space call. It's at 9 a.m. Pacific Western time in the United States and 12 p.m. Eastern time in the United States. And DB and Simon do a wonderful job, and it's great to have them. And I appreciate them so much in the effort that goes forward. And when they're not there, it sucks. I miss them. I miss, my grumpy cat friends. And it's crazy, but it's true. After it's funny listening to the show finally in January when they kind of got back to doing it again. It was just like seeing your old friends again. It was nice. But anyway, there are a couple things I want to talk about. And integrity is a big part of Grumpy Cat Coin in our community. We try to do things the right way. We don't overhype. We don't overpromise. If you listen to me on my videos and on this podcast, I will tell you the only thing I'll guarantee about Grumpy Cat or any meme coin or any investment, really, be prepared to lose your money. Look at AMC, 90%. 90% down. Grumpy Cat could be even worse. I've seen that with cryptos. When they fail bad. So I'm aware of that. But I believe in the community. That's why I'm taking a chance. These are the people I've spent the most time with over the past over half a year. And that's why I'm willing to take this chance on it. But on, as I said, integrity. Simon was talking on, not today's space, but I think it must have been Wednesday's space, but he talked about like when he would sell. And he basically I think he said he'd sell probably about a trillion. I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I remember basically about a trillion Grumpy Cats if we got to 100 million market cap. Now he would still have more. It's just what if he did that at that point, he would have enough to, pay for his investment. And also now he could focus on just supporting Grumpy Cat Coin. And that is huge. The time people have to support this project, myself included, the more people you have putting more time into the project, the more value that is. So even if a big holder sells, if part of him selling is going to be to support the project, then that's actually value added to the project despite the price going down from that sale, if that makes sense. And to be honest, I'm kind of in the same boat. If we got too close to that 100 million market cap, I probably would sell up to a trillion. I have over 2 trillion because at that point, that money that I could make from that would be enough to pay off some credit card debt. The worst debt you can have is credit card debt. And I need something to help get that paid down. And it just to have that breathing room, pay for maybe the AMC investment as well. Obviously, you need some money for taxes. Now, I have to see when I get there, but we're basically a little over a 1 million market cap. We're talking about 100 million market cap. Now, the other thing I want to talk about, and Simon, I believe, knows what the alpha is. He knows what's coming. He and DB know what's coming. And they basically said probably about a week we should know what it is, or things are going to be different in a week. Now, they said it was going to originally happen in December, but as we got closer to Christmas and New Year, things, I think, got delayed. Communications broke down between the Grumpy Cat community and another party. And that's understandable. It's frustrating, but it's understandable. It's Christmas. It's New Year. People are on vacation. Sometimes they get sick. It's not a very good time. That's why people take vacations, right? They take time off. So it's frustrating, but it's understood why there was a delay. Then they started, once they started the space calls up and giving updates again, they said the communication lines were up and going again. So there was communications going on. And now they seem to be hinting that something could happen. An announcement is days away, not weeks away. So by this time next week, and I'm recording this on January 4th, on a Thursday, 2024. And excuse me, next week, things could be drastically different for Grumpy Cat Coin. everything I've been accumulating for may finally pay off. Now, why do you think Simon might bring up the fact of when he would sell? Because I think, and I feel the same way. You want, when you were an AMC, people say, I have diamond hands. I'm never selling. Don't ever sell. Don't sell. And in the meantime, while everyone's holding, what's happening? The people telling you not to sell are selling. And AMC, the AMC insiders, they all sold their stock. When the apes came in and rose that price up, those insiders sold that stock so fast. Adam Aaron sold that stock so fast. And guess what? From the best that I know of, they haven't bought it back. I certainly haven't heard of any insiders buying it back. I certainly haven't heard of Adam Aaron buying it back. What does that tell you? When you're rushing in to buy the stock and the people on the inside are rushing out to sell it, it's kind of like the rats leaving the sinking ship, right? And they're not buying it back either. Even at these prices, you don't see Adam Aaron make an announcement that he's buying the stock back because he knows. And again, I'm not trying to FUD AMC. I'm just being honest. These are just facts. It's a 90% decline in stock value. But you go give AMC another $1,000 in merch and chocolate and popcorn and stock and movie tickets. Your money. You do whatever you want. Or if you want to take them to court and spend all your time creating documents and filing lawsuits, that's your time, your money. You do what you want. Send me my settlement check. I appreciate it. But me, I moved on. I found another community, and that's where I'm at. And maybe a week from today, maybe things are different. Next Thursday, maybe things are different. I'm not saying it'll be life-changing, but it could be a nice little run, a nice little bump up, and some big news. And I think that's why Simon was talking about why he would sell, because it may happen. It may go up to $100 million. Dollar market cap sooner than people think. And when it does, Simon's preparing people because people know his wallet. His wallet is named and they'll see when he sells. So Simon knows what's coming and he's mentally getting ready. And I think he's preparing the community that, hey, if you see me sell, this is why. This covers the 7 months that he and, you know, and other people have been supporting this project. It covers him being able to work full-time for Grumpy Cat and promoting Grumpy Cat Coin. He just wants to let people know. Because the worst thing is when you're part of a community and you think, wait, I thought we were all holding and all the insiders sold, like AMC. It's a horrible feeling. And he was just letting people know that was his plan. And I'm letting you know right now, that's probably my plan too. I think when Grumpy Cat and any project gets to those 6 zeros and a 2, that tends to be a time when people start selling. So if we peak at that moment, that may or may not, for the foreseeable future, for the near future, not long term, but just at that moment, that could be a selling point because it's probably going to take a dip from there. I hope if it does take a dip that we can bounce back and keep building, but that's possible. But that's also integrity that you let people know this could come as opposed to just not mentioning it or just not saying anything and then after the fact maybe saying, oh yeah, I sold. But that's integrity. And like I said, I trust these guys. They are not hype meisters. I know the alpha drop got delayed, but that was also because of Christmas, New Year's. Things are going on. Now, I hope this comes, and I hope we move on as a project, and I can't wait. And I wish the AMC apes would be more open to this idea, but I understand why they're not. And ultimately, in the end, you know, I can't make anybody buy Grumpy Cat. I can't make anybody hold Grumpy Cat. I can't make anybody sell it. I can just try to spread the news as best I can, and people can make their own judgment about it. But anyway, if you're an AMC holder, good luck. I know we took another hit today. It's so scary to be at $5. But again, as far as I'm concerned, the money is gone. It's gone. I mean, what am I going to sell it now? You know, I could, I suppose, and put it into Grumpy Cat. Or if these, you know, Bitcoin ETFs get approved, put it in a Bitcoin ETF. Or just sell it and buy Bitcoin with it. Buy Bitcoin with it now. And just say, you know what? I'm going to, you know, sell it and I'll buy Bitcoin. And if Bitcoin goes to $1 million, then great. I'm covered. But I don't want to. It's like, again, it's personal. You know, it's not a good way to trade. It's a terrible way to trade. Stupid way to trade, to let it be personal and not just make a business decision. And I've done that with a lot of investments. I've looked at it and said, okay, I'm selling it. And there's no emotional attachment. What was it about AMC? I don't know. I think because it was a movie theater company and I had always wanted to make movies. When I was in Burbank, California, I lived at the AMC theaters. Every weekend I was going to see movies. And it was like a second home. So that had to have played a role in some of this. But be that as it may, I've tried to get AMC Apes to come with me. I've been trying for months, actually. No one is interested. No one. And it's too bad. It's either going to be a sad story for me, or I think it'll be a sad story for the apes, that if I have to say, you know what, I was in Grumpy Cat at $1 million market cap, and look at us now, $100 million market cap, and we're going up. And then we hit $1 billion market cap, and we keep going up, and we hit $5 billion market cap. And all those apes could have gone along with me, but they didn't. But to each their own, and we'll see in the end. Hopefully it's going to be an interesting week and an interesting month for Grumpy Cat Coin. I have no idea what the alpha is. I actually do kind of have an idea what it could be. I don't want to speculate. I will say this. It wasn't what I thought it might be. It is something different, and that different thing that it possibly could be is so much bigger and I think so much better than what I thought. And if that is the case, if things happen like I think they might happen, wow, I'll be very glad that I got that extra trillion Grumpy Cat Coin. But we'll find out. Anyway, thanks for listening, everybody, and I appreciate it. And I will talk to you on the next episode of Cats, Dogs, Apes, and Frogs.